Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the God of Gods, I just want to worship you and praise you and thank you for this beautiful, magnificent, glorious day that you have made just for us. I praise you, Lord, and thank you. Now, as the word goes out today, as we talk about testimonies and the mighty things you have done, I just want to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. And may you be glorified in all that we do. And now, Satan, I rebuke you and I command you not to steal a word out of the minds and hearts of the men and women that will be listening to this today. And I ask you, Father, to lock these mighty things in men's and women's hearts that they may hear these and hear of your glory, because all these things we're going to talk about today, you did them. So we want to praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I just want to talk about testimonies. The very first testimony I want to tell you about was one that happened to a young man, and I'm going to start off a few years ago. I've literally had hundreds of testimonies similar to this that I've seen in the last few years, but I'm going to start off with one that happened in May of 1995. On a Sunday afternoon, a couple that was in my Sunday school class at Justin First Baptist Church came and to me and called me and wanted to know if I would come to their house Sunday afternoon. I went up there and I said, "What can I do for you?" They said, "We've been in church all of our life, been in a Sunday school class 20 years. We have never heard a teacher teach the Word of God like you teach the Word of God. You teach like the miracles still happen." I said, "Well, they most certainly do, because the book of Acts has never stopped. It's an ongoing thing. Only we people have changed. Jesus has never changed." So I said, when I learned that and began to act on the Word of God, I began to see great and mighty miracles. I said, "What do y'all need?" They said, "Our son, here Philip, his body has been covered with these big old huge warts all over his face, his hands, his body, ever since he was 3 years old. And Philip is now 11 years old." So Philip came and sat down on the couch beside me, and I turned and looked at him. And Philip literally had warts. He had a whole row of warts in his eyebrows. He had warts on his eyelids. When he closed his eyes, he had a row of warts all the way across one eye, on just on the lids. And then he had warts in his nose. He had them on his cheek. He had them all around his mouth. The ones around his mouth and under his neck were as big as the end of your little finger. They were extremely big. He had them all over the palms of both hands, on the backs of both hands, on the ends of his fingers. They were even up underneath his fingernails. The little guy had them on his sides, on his body. He had warts many places on his body. And he said, "Mr. Scrivener, I hate it because all the kids in school call me Warty." I said, "Son, I know how cruel people are. But," I said, "there's something you must know about our King." I said, "Our King, his hand, is not moved by need. The reason he's not is because the enemy, which is Satan, he's the one that generates need." Now then, I said, "The Lord will not do anything for you. He will literally let you die with those warts. He'll let you take them to your grave. But," I said, "if you come to our Lord, our King, in faith," I said, "he will literally stop the world to take those warts off of your body." I said, "Now, Philip, since the Word of God declares that Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing and hearing God's Word." Now, I said, "it didn't come by reading God's Word, but it comes by hearing God's Word. So you must hear God's Word, and you must hear it, and for some reason, it has to be heard. And as it is vibrated on your ears, it does something to transform that as it goes into your brain and also finally down into your heart or into your spirit being." I said, "Now when you begin to get the Word of God in your spirit, then you will begin to be able to do great and mighty things for the Kingdom of God." I said, "Son, since faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God," I said, "let me get my Bible out, and you get your Bible out, and your mother and your dad, all of you get your Bibles out, and I'm going to build y'all's faith in the Word of God. So as we begin to go through the Scriptures, and I begin to break the bread of life, the water of life to this couple and to this son, I begin to show them just a few of the many, many great and mighty promises that our King has given us. Now then, when you take a mighty promise that's in the Word of God, which there are so many, let's just start off with a magnificent promise like Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. Now, I want you to think about what our King said. I want you to think about the promise He told us there. In Mark 11, 22, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Have faith in God. I tell you the truth. To anyone that believes in me, you shall say to this mountain, you shall speak to the mountain, you shall command the mountain to be removed." Now, what can the mountain be? The mountain could be anything. It could be those warts. It could be cancer. It could be a headache. It could be anything. But He says, if you command the mountain to be removed from here and cast into the sea, and you do not doubt in your heart, do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things that you say will come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say. Now, when you stop and meditate on that magnificent promise for just a little while, you will begin to understand that that is one great and awesome promise. Now, I realize that the majority of the church today either does not know that that promise is in the Word of God, and that's only one of many, or they don't believe it will work for them. Now, unfortunately, most people have not gotten the Word of God hidden in their heart. So as they don't have it hidden in their heart, they will not be able to make these things work. Because you don't see many people that teach these things. So if you don't see people that teach these things, then why should you believe that they work? But I had a decision to make one day as I was studying the Word of God and as I'm coming upon all these mighty promises. I wondered why we didn't teach these mighty promises in church. So I would ask different doctors of theology and different men about different things, and they would take 30 minutes to explain away what Jesus said would work in one or two sentences. So finally one day, it came to the point that I had to make a decision. Was I going to believe God, or was I going to believe the traditions of man? Was I going to walk in unbelief like everybody else I knew, because I didn't know a single man of faith? Now, if I asked people if they had faith, they would say, "I have faith." But if you asked them, "Have you ever seen a miracle?" they would say no. Well, this book that I read, it appeared to be all about miracles. So I believe that these things work. So anyway, as I taught Philip and his mother and dad these mighty promises from God's Word, and as I would tell them that these promises are for you, but you'll have to believe these things or they will not work for you. So anyway, after about 2.5 hours with that family on a Sunday afternoon, building their faith, reading out loud to them these mighty promises from God's Word, after 2.5 hours, I asked Philip Wren, I said, "Son, do you now believe that Jesus that I've read about this afternoon can take these warts off of your body?" He said, "Mr. Scribner, after what I've heard you read out of this book today, I believe Jesus can do anything." I said, "Son, He can, and it's very easy for Him to do it." I said, "Now then, with that kind of faith, when you believe He can do anything," I said, "with that kind of faith, that's great faith." So I said, "We'll not have any problem at all getting these warts off your body." I said, "Now then, I'm going to take Matthew 18:19 to base my faith on, because the Lord says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God." So I said, "We must come to Him on behalf of His Word with no doubt in our heart." So I said, "Now let me read this promise, Matthew 18:19, where Jesus said, "Again, I tell you, that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it will be done for you by my Father which is in heaven." I said, "A great promise, isn't it?" He said, "It sure is." And I said, "And he means exactly what he says." So I knelt there on the floor with the family, and I asked the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus, now that's the only way you can get a prayer answered, to remove all of Philip Anthony Wren's warts on behalf of Matthew 18:19. And then I thanked the Lord for doing it. So after I thanked the Lord, we got up off our knees, and I said, in fact, after I first got up, I said, "Do you all agree with me?" And they all said, "Yes, we agree." I said, "Okay, good. You must agree with me because I used the prayer of agreement. So we must do everything exactly perfect according to the Word of God." So now then, his mother said, "When are they going to come off?" I said, "That's the only thing the Lord don't tell me is when. But," I said, "I will guarantee you on the Word of the living God that if you will stay in faith with me, with no doubt in your heart, in a few days to a few weeks, Philip will not have a scar, a wart, or anything on his body, because they had burned two rows of them off the back of his right hand and left scars on his right hand." So I asked the Father to remove the warts and the scars in the name of Jesus. So I told him something else. I said, "Now I guarantee you the enemy will send a demon. Satan will send a demon in here to try to get you to doubt." I said, "All your sins are confessed. We're walking holy before the Lord. So there's absolutely nothing to prevent us from getting this prayer answered." So I walked across the street to a church, and the next morning, Monday morning, about 7 o'clock, Mother goes in to check the young boy. As she goes in to check him, the big warts on the ends of his fingers and up under his fingernails were already completely gone overnight. And then, over the next 3 weeks, every wart on Philip Anthony Wren's body disappeared. That third Sunday, if you ever saw a charismatic mother in a Baptist church, you should have been at our church on Sunday morning. She come in praising the Lord, saying, "Thurman, look, the only thing left is those scars." I said, "Ma'am, keep believing, keep worshiping, and keep praising the Lord, and next week, I guarantee the scars will be gone." And next Sunday morning, when she came in, she said, "Thurman, come and look what Jesus has done for us. No scars." So little Philip Wren's warts and scars all completely disappeared over a four-week period, all because we believe with no doubt in our heart. Now that's what God will do for you if you walk wholly before Him and you believe His Word with no doubt in your heart. I want to thank you today for listening to this mighty, wonderful testimony, and call us at 940-242-2106 for video and audio tapes about these kind of things. We have many of them. So let's worship and praise the Lord Jesus. Have a blessed day. We serve an awesome God. He is such a wonderful King.